Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on his wonderful Wednesday. Here in Atlanta, as we are halfway to the week, almost an hour halfway to the weekend, as we get ready for the SEC championship game. Obviously, Florida, I'm about to call them Florida. The Falcons are taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Interesting.
Your hometown team.
Interesting.
You know anybody that's still on the broadcast team and stuff?
Uh-huh. I do. I'm going to do a radio interview on Thursday with the guy who's the color analyst, for like the Dave Archer of the Seahawks broadcast on Thursday. He texted me. He was like, hey, are you free at 4:30 on Thursday to preview the game? I was like, you guys really want to do that? Like, I'll do it gladly. I will gladly come on and talk to you about the ins and outs. But, like, I could sum it up pretty quick.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because for whatever reason, the Falcons and Seahawks have played a ton the last, 10 years or whatever. Like, not every year, but it seems like almost every year. So I've been on their show a lot, and they always ask me, and I appreciate it.
Right.
But this time I was like, sure. I will, but I don't know what I'm going to say to you.
Just be honest.
I will be honest.
To go with the honest approach.
I'm going to be honest. It's just not going to be all that interesting, you know?
Yeah,
it's been a tough year.
Yeah,
it's
man,
been a tough year for the old Falcons.
It's been one of those things.
Yeah. So anyway, the Dave Archer of the Falcons broadcast will join us in half an hour. Actual Dave Archer.
Yeah, the actual Dave Archer.
And the real deal.
As he previews it, but yeah, obviously we get ready for the college football committee laid out their rankings yesterday, and I say this every Wednesday. Who's mad today?
There's a lot of people mad today because it's getting close.
Yeah,
now.
What fan base is mad today and stacking up their teams and we played this team and then we won by this many points and all this crap and everything like that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I saw.
I think obviously there's specific fan bases that are mad. I also think there's just kind of a general frustration amongst college football fans about the committee themselves and the answers that they give. And my thought is always they can say whatever they want. The bottom line is they just rank them in the order that they think the teams are best. Yeah. And I wish they would just say that.
No.
I know that they have to come out and do an hour-long broadcast every Tuesday night, and it has to be entertaining and all this stuff. But I think the Hunter Jurecek is the guy now that's sort of the chairman, because he took over for the other guy who got bounced because he was fighting people or something. I don't know what he was doing. The Baylor AD was acting crazy, so they had to get him out of there. And Hunter Jurecek does a thing that people in this business do all the time. And it's you don't have to do it, but you try to prove how smart you are and over-talk.
Yes.
By over-explaining why Alabama is ranked ahead of Notre Dame without just saying, well, we think Alabama's better than Notre Dame.
Right.
We've watched them play, and we just think they're better. Correct. By talking about they went up 17-0 in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, man.
What?
But they
– so they blew it.
Yeah. But you know
when they went for it on 4th-and-2 late, it's like, sure, but what – so if they would have scored on 2nd-down, you wouldn't have valued it the same way? Giving too much detail – and trying to prove how smart you are.
Because
I think what he is doing there and what they are doing in general as a committee is human, and it's responding to the criticism that they hear, which is that people don't think they watch games. So they're like, all right, we're going to prove to you how much we watch the games.
Right.
We said this was the score early in the second quarter, and then they went for it on fourth down, and this is their third down percentage. It's like, nah, dude, just you think they're better. Their schedule is harder, and they won the same amount of games. You think they're better.
I just mute them.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single one of them.
Yeah, I just mute
because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just mute them.
It doesn't make a difference.
I'll look at the teams. I even mute the broadcast because I don't want to hear Booger and Joey either. So I just mute it and okay, there it is right there, and go on about my damn business. That's why I said, who's mad today?
It's fine Tuesday night programming on fall evenings when there's nothing else going on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
yes.
fine. But you know what they actually say doesn't matter compared to the order that they put them in, and the order that they put them in obviously does matter, especially right now when you know you're Vanderbilt and you're 14th and you don't play again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
And this is kind of probably not a path for you to get in. And you're Oklahoma and you're 10-2 and you're 8th and you don't play again and you're probably safe. You're probably in the house, you know? So you have pretty good opportunity. And that's not guaranteed because they said that they still reserve the right to move teams that don't play.
Right.
Based on
what?
I don't know. I guess their strength of record could be impacted by the results of this weekend's game because teams they've played and beaten are playing and that could impact it one way or the other. But yeah, I mean, I think the nature of the thing is that there is going to be 4 to 10 fan bases mad at the end of every year.
Yeah.
And I think the flaw that they have right now, like it's only a 2-year sample set, but I think in 2 years we've learned pretty clearly that the flaw with the tell is anything guaranteed.
Yes.
Anything automatically bids, guaranteed
exactly.
kind of screws up the process.
Exactly. Because you're having teams, and we spoke about this last week, you know, hats off. To the JMUs and teams like that, you don't deserve to be in this field.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, based on these rules,
right, but they
yes.
do. But
if,
I'm saying,
if the goal is to get the 12 best teams
the 12
in the country to play a playoff against each other,
yes.
those teams shouldn't be in it.
Yes. And, of course, you know, they have every right to be. Sure. And it's to their disadvantage that they're in the conference that they're in if we're going to say the 12 best teams. That's when you have one of those situations where and I heard the guy coaching them this morning talking about they had Dan Mullen on.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, does he think that the G6 team should have their own tournament and have their own thing if they go to that kind of criteria because they'll never get in.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah,
they should.
And that's what I'm saying. So they asked the question if maybe he thinks that the G6 should have their own, you know, playoff field and all those different things. Yeah, because they're not going to – if they change this to the no automatic bids, it's going to be – I'm talking about you're going to have to – what's the team that – like a Boise go on a run or something
never.
Like that.
It won't happen.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know, like really on I mean, Cincinnati is the one.
Cincinnati,
right?
Yes.
They got into the four out of a Power 5 conference. Now, they're in a Power 5 conference now,
yes.
but they weren't at the time.
Right.
And they had to win, what, like 23 of 24 games?
Something like that.
Because to do it from there, you got to do it 2 years.
Yes.
You can't just have one good year.
Yes.
You got to be 11-1 the first year and win your bowl game and then go undefeated the next year and get to the playoff. And
right.
that's what happened. Right.
right?
But, yeah, I mean, it's a different – world now because it's 12, but yeah, I don't think anything should be guaranteed.
Right.
I don't think if they go to 16, that the ACC, sorry, that the Big Ten or the SEC or anything should get four or anything guaranteed. Because right now, the crazy part about this year's 12 is there's a pretty good chance that after championship weekend, the Big Ten's going to have three of the top four.
Possibility,
but they're also only going to have three of the 12.
Right,
right. They have three of the best teams in America, but they also don't have four teams worthy of the 12-team playoff. So if they had a fourth team guaranteed, which is what they want, then somebody's getting screwed, right? If the SEC got whatever they want, four or five or whatever, this year it'd be pretty easy because there's enough teams to fill that out. But last year it wouldn't have been.
No.
It wasn't four SEC teams, no offense to the teams that lost three games that deserve to be in that field because they weren't. They lost the games.
Right.
Win the games, otherwise you don't get to get in.
Yeah.
I just think... if we've learned anything from the expansion, is that auto bids need to go away.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. And, you know, the rankings, I was like, well, Alabama said, because that's going to be the next thing that's going to probably have to go, are these conference championship games.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's a shame.
It is, but I think, you know, because you're hearing, well, Alabama's safe even if they lose, you know, because you shouldn't be punished for making it to your conference championship game, which I do believe. Then it's like, well, they're going to opt out. How the hell are they going to be able to do that?
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're like, well, they got opt, like, are teams going to start opting out of their conference championship? I was like, how the hell they do that?
Can you do that?
I don't think so. That's why I was like, huh?
We don't want to go?
Yeah, no. I know we're the best team
in
the conference.
That would actually be funny because, like,
but I want to go.
Like we just said, like, Oklahoma's probably safe because they're 8th and 10 and 2. Alabama's 9th and 10 and 2.
Yeah.
And they, you know.
Yeah, that's why.
If they didn't play, they'd probably be safe.
Yeah, I was like,
it's like last year with Tennessee, they were 10 and 2 and didn't play, and everyone's like, well, they're in.
Yeah.
Even though, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah.
No, it's tough, too, because, like, we're in such a – we're the wrong people to ask whether or not, like, championship weekend, conference championship games, championship weekend still matters because we're sitting here 5 miles from Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Where – your alma mater is about to play Alabama, the one boogeyman in this era of greatness, and the pageantry and celebration and passion that's going to be in that building on Saturday, it's going to be hard to argue anybody that you shouldn't do that anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, but I'm going to be in Charlotte this weekend, and they're going to play a football game up there.
Y'all going?
No. mean, although maybe.
When in Rome.
I don't think it'd be a hard ticket.
Yeah, when in Rome.
They're going to play a game at 8 p.m. at Bank of America Stadium that maybe doesn't need to be played.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, do conference championship matter? It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
You know? At the same time, if Duke wins the ACC title, they get a trophy.
Yeah,
they get to put it up in their football.
Dude, you know how big that is?
Huge.
For Duke football to have to be the ACC champion.
Yes,
that's. I mean, good for Manny, man.
Yeah,
good
hell
for
yeah.
Manny. He got there before Crystal Ball did, but you know, I think it's just going to be a, especially this weekend when you look at, like you said, you know, we got the Bama problems. That's Georgia's problem. They have a serious Bama problem, and it's going to be one of those things where until they figure it out and everything, I just look at it, Bama's favored in this game. I think that's what it said. No, they're not favored. They're favored to win. I'm sorry.
Georgia's favored by 2.5.
No, the predictor says them. The percentage, the ESPN matchup predictor, they're 51%. We're 48%.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, until you go out there and do it, you got to, you know, and there's issues on that offensive line. That's been the key so far in losing Drew. And obviously, it has not been officially said that he's not going to play.
Right.
But losing your center, who is one of the best in the country at that position, your quarterback of the up front, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
That's a big damn deal to lose Drew Bobo in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's also just a really interesting test of, all right, like Alabama got Georgia early in the year when Georgia's defense was kind of inexperienced in learning.
Yeah,
the defense played much better over the last month.
Yeah,
now you get a chance to test yourself against him again.
Biggest thing,
you know what
right
I mean?
There.
Like, is. The football is so interesting that all of the arguments about anything other than that go away to me. Like, Alabama and Georgia are playing football on Saturday afternoon.
It's
going to
be a hell of a damn game.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and if that's not enough to be like, if someone's like, does it matter? It's like, I don't know, man. Alabama and Georgia are about to play football for the SEC championship game. Over there, it's going to be full.
It's going to be rocking.
Like, game day's here. They're going to do the whole college football Hall of Fame celebration. All the Hall of Famers come back. Like, I don't know. That it matters to me, you know?
Damn sure matters.
I mean,
to me.
I guess, you know, not to everybody, but that's going to be really fun. I can't wait for it. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game.
The management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year. And indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game. And data such as strength of schedule, teams that may be idle. So yes, teams that are idle can move up or down. Following the championship games, we will re-rank the top 25 teams, and we'll see where they fall.
There you go. So you don't necessarily have to be, I mean, you are done. You've played 12 games.
Right.
You have played the football you're going to play.
Right.
And you're ranked 12th right now.
Yes.
But by not playing this weekend and other teams playing, you might somehow benefit from that.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Why would there be a problem?
Why would it be a problem?
Yeah.
If you are, say, BYU.
Correct.
And you do play this weekend.
Yes.
And you're 11th currently.
Yes.
And then you play and you lose.
You're going to drop out.
And then you're out.
Yeah.
And then the team that's behind you that doesn't play this weekend bumps up.
Yep.
You might be a little, you might be talking about what you were just talking about. You might want to opt out of that game.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because if they didn't
have
a game this weekend, you'd probably be fine.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the crazy part about the whole thing. Is because of the fact is that you're idle, you don't have to do anything. How do you change that?
Right.
You're going to have to get rid of conference championship.
That's what you're going to have
You're going to have to do. And it sucks and all those different things. But if we're talking about fair, you're punishing BYU for making it to the damn conference. I know,
right.
I look at their schedule and all that other crap like that. I get it. But they are in one of your big four conferences that you put out.
That you told us was one of the big ones.
Yes, as you said, the Big 12 was one of the big four conferences. Now, we understand there's a pecking order.
Of course. There's big. There's a big two.
Yes, we understand that part about it. But, yeah, if you're in the thing.
You're 11-1. You're in the conference title game. The only team you've lost to is the other team in the conference title game.
Right. That win or lose, they're going to be in.
Win or lose, they're going to be in.
Yeah, win or lose, TCU's going to be in.
No, Texas
Tech. I mean, Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So, if I'm BYU, I'm a little frustrated by that.
Yeah.
For sure. Sounds like they're going to keep their coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I got a new extension. Everybody's getting extensions.
Yeah.
It's a whole.
Dude, why can't Penn State hire somebody?
I don't want to believe the rumor.
You don't want to believe it?
I don't want to believe the rumor that Jimmy Sexton is behind this.
Yeah. He doesn't like how they dealt with James Franklin.
Yes.
He's poisoning the well for their next coach.
Yes, I don't want to believe that. I just don't want to believe that.
Do you believe it?
No, I don't. And here's why I don't believe
it. I don't want to believe
Penn
it.
Penn State
either,
is a premier school.
Yeah.
All right, it's a great job. Okay, I can't see him taking that away from one of his clients.
I don't either. Like, I don't see how he stands to benefit from that because James Franklin got a job.
Yes.
A good one. And,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
He's over there now, happy.
Yeah.
But one of your other clients is going to get a huge raise.
But my thing right now is, like, where do they go?
I don't know. That's
the biggest thing is, like, where do they go?
Because I remember, because, again, we didn't get a chance to talk to Conte this week. And last time we talked to him, it was – like maybe the Oregon offensive coordinator, who's now going somewhere else, that he was not excited about. And that fell through. And now Kalani Sitake, who never was on the radar for Penn State, the BYU coach, between the crumble cookie guy and the Mormons, they raised the funds to keep him.
Which threw me away. I think I said out the air, really? I never thought him going to Penn State would be something. And then I know
that's where we've gotten to.
But that's where you are. Like, so where do you go now? I mean, Heartline BH just went and took his job down in South Florida. So yeah, that situation where, you know, the OC for them are out. So I mean, I asked Mike yesterday about Billy O on Monday.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. I mean, you bring him back. You know, I mean, considering how he stabilized that program after that disaster that was the previous regime, do you go back and try and bring him back who's familiar with the team and all those different things? Like, I don't know where they go now.
Me either.
I don't know where they go, but as you get closer, and today is signing day, and you don't have a head coach. And you're Penn State.
Yeah.
Your Penn State is signing day, and you don't have a head coach.
Now, what is – because people will take that a lot of different ways. Like, people will say, well, that's the problem with the calendar.
It is.
Kind of.
It is.
But that's a Penn State problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know the calendar's flawed. They need to fix it. But I don't like blaming – like, Lane Kiffin being a victim of the calendar. Stop.
Thank
Lane Kiffin's a grown man that gets to make grown man decisions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
don't be trying to –
If you're Penn State,
Kate for Lane Kiffin.
Is Penn State now at the settle spot now?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. To me, the biggest takeaway I have of it is, don't be so hasty without a plan.
Yes,
like the boosters all panicked, and they had to get him out of there.
Was it panic or were they mad?
Maybe a combo.
Okay,
you know.
Okay,
what you ever when you were a kid go to the like the soda machine and get multiples?
No, I didn't do that.
You never mixed them?
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah, I
you just
that.
Go only Coke?
Yeah, I do that.
You'd never go Coke, Dr. Pepper?
Never did that.
Well, I think that's what it was. It was a combo of, we called it a graveyard.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it's called, but yeah, no, I never did that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How come?
Very rarely did we get the opportunity to do that.
Understood, but at some point you've been to a soda machine.
Yeah, but I've never done it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Got it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've had buddies that done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was their emotions. Was a graveyard.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so now you're in a situation.
It wasn't that good of a metaphor anyway.
you're in that no man's land right now because, like, okay, everybody after this point that you try to go hire for your Penn State, oh, they settle for him.
Yep.
Oh, they settle for him.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that it won't work out.
No, it does not. It does not because USC settled on Pete.
Right. But they look, you know, they don't look as big and bad as they thought they were when they entered into this situation. But they're not in the conversation currently because they're done playing and they're not going to a bowl game and they're not in the college football playoff. It's going to be really interesting on Sunday. Oh, yeah. They kind of like that guy, right? I don't even know his name.
Yeah, okay.
But they were rallying around him in that Indiana game.
I know they had a sign and everything, but I doubt it. I doubt he gets it.
No, probably not. Probably not. All right. We'll get back into this as the show goes on. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about wanting to play on Saturday.
If you worry about injury risk, we won't practice next week. So, like, you live your life scared of injuries, you know what you get? A very scared team. And there's also an opportunity to win an SEC championship. Does that matter? Does anybody care about that anymore? I mean, I grew up thinking that was the greatest game in the world. And I just differ from everybody else. Yeah, we lost guys today to injured. We're going to lose guys in practice to injury. But that's next man up. Like, that's what's wrong with this whole thing now. Is like, well, what if you get hurt? What if you do this? What if you do that? I mean, it's football. It's all part of it.
It is. It is a part of it. I know a lot of people point to the fact, yes, we lost our starting quarterback last year in the SEC championship game. Damn sure did.
It's true.
You know, and so, yeah, anything and everything in life, it's football. You get.
He also could have got hurt the first play against Notre Dame.
And that's the thing about it. It's like you just don't know when these injuries are going to happen and everything. I'm so excited about this game. I think it's going to be a great football game that Georgia has got to find a way to get that. I mean, even if Georgia wins, they're still like – in a hole against Bama, you know, but I mean, you got to figure out a way to win this football game if you're Georgia. I mean, you're in the playoffs regardless, but you got to find a way to get this game. I mean, yeah, obviously the first round bye is good. It's great. Don't get me wrong. But damn, you got to just beat Alabama. They got to find a way to beat Bama, period.
Period. Period. Yeah, that's what it is. That's, I mean, the only thing Kirby hasn't been able to do consistently.
Only thing.
And, you know, as much as thought maybe with the Saban tenure ending and carrying over, DeBoer's got him twice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Alabama's in the SEC championship game, so I think DeBoer has validated a lot of the concerns or quieted a lot of the concerns that people had.
Yes.
But, I mean, the best thing he's done is beat Georgia
twice.
It's hard to do.
Ended that home win streak and everything and held on at the end of the last game. Yeah, that's the thing with Kirby and Georgia. You got to get over that. You got to find a way to win this football game. You know, like I said, your season's not over if you don't. Again, you still have the opportunity to win a natty and all those different things, which is still there. And your most important win of the resurgence of the Dogs was that championship. You did beat Alabama.
Sure.
But you need to get this game.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, all right, they play Saturday. Good game, probably. Pretty much what everyone's expecting. They're both going to the playoff. They might play again.
Yeah.
You can have them play three times.
Damn.
Which, fine. I mean, I don't know. They're always great games when they play.
And that's the thing about it. They're great games.
Even the one last year where Alabama was up like 30-7.
And we
that was
a
fourth quarter game.
A way to battle back.
That was the game of the year last year, at least
one of them.
Like, that was incredible.
One of them.
So, yeah, they're always really fun.
And that's what irritates me is that because that dude that made the plays, he been playing like straight just garbage.
What's happened to Ryan
I don't
Williams?
Know, but this seems like it's one of them games where he goes off. But he don't play enough to go off.
He can't. They don't even throw it to him.
They don't throw it to him. But
yeah, that number one kid.
He's
Horton? That kid can play.
He's awesome.
Jeremy Bernard's good. They got that tight end who can play.
Yeah, they started running the ball well against Auburn. Then, bam, and obviously Jam goes down.
Jam's hurt.
Yeah, I don't think Jam's going to play. But, yeah, I mean, they got a big time quarterback who, you know, he cut your ass up. Now,
he's a good player.
Are you going to sit back there, that bull crap 3-man rush, and just let him pick you the hell apart?
I don't think so.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it'll look different on defense. Now, they did figure it out in the second half. They didn't allow Bama to score in the second half, did they?
Nope.
Right? It was 24-14 at halftime, and the final score was 24-21. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm so fine. Again, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it a lot over the next couple of days. Alabama and Georgia are playing a football game.
Damn sure are.
For a championship at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday.
Don't get no better than that, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah, man. Hey, every Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day-Day for Prep Sport Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes that make news in the high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sport Nation with our guy Day-Day as they are deep in the playoffs right now.
And then another game will be played on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. That's always crazy when they do
that.
When they flip that thing from the SEC championship game to then the Falcons play on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to Dave Archer about that game and the Falcons coming up next on Sports Radio 92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And again,
this sounds more like Dave right here.
It does.
Smoking. This sound like my man Arch right here.
So this is the thing. Like, we get to decide the temperature of the conversation.
Yes.
Right? Like, just because the Falcons keep doing what they do on Sunday,
right,
doesn't mean we have to play the sad, slow Boston songs.
Yeah.
We still get to have fun.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I mean? I didn't get to let them dictate your emotions. All right. Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at 11:40, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
Yeah, man, that's the energy I'm looking for, man. I'm tired of this drag-assing around and stuff like that. Let's go kick somebody's rear end.
Yeah.
You know, let's go make some plays. Enough of the other teams making plays. I love that energy. Love that.
Yeah, I mean, look, that has to be the way that they're feeling, I would assume. It's, of course, frustrating the way that it goes, and it's kind of a different way every Sunday. But you're around them, and I know that's part of the conversation this time of year with some fans is, you know, what's the vibe? What's the attitude? How are they feeling in there? Are you noticing anything different being around them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing that they've done, Andy, a pretty good job of is for the most part keeping their chin up. I mean, you can imagine, you know, coming to work and then right at the last minute, somebody pulls the chair out from underneath you and you go home with that bad look on your face. And that's happened repeatedly. You know, you're 1-5 in one score games. You've won one of the last five. You beat New Orleans by 2 touchdowns. The other 4 games, you've lost by a field goal or less. And I don't know if there's a definition of pulling the chair out from underneath you, but that's kind of what's happened to them in these games. They're right in position to win the game. I don't know if it's easier to get your ass kicked every weekend
right,
or whether
right,
you know
right.
you've got one play that would have changed the difference.
That's a great question.
Regardless of what it is, they've lost, but I think they've done a good job. And Raheem deserves a lot of credit for keeping their spirits where they need to be, keeping them focused on the task at hand. Because that, I don't know, Randy, if you ever went through something like this. I unfortunately did here, where we lost some games in a row, and to dig yourself out of the depths and get back to work and you know, stay with the task and know that what you're doing can change the tide. You just got to keep working at it. That's tough to do.
Yeah, man. I talk about it all the time. I was on the 1-15 team, so yeah. I know.
In order to go 1-15, there's got to be some losing streaks.
There's losing streaks in there.
Right?
I was on a 1-15 damn team living in St. Louis, Missouri. Earth City, Missouri.
But when did you guys win the one? Was it early or late?
Oh, God.
Or in the middle?
It was right in the middle. We beat the Saints.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we beat the damn Saints for that one win. But we talk about that one play in this game. What was, in your opinion, I won't say the deciding factor, but the one you're like, here we go again with this. Was it the kickoff?
It was hard not to think dropping the punt inside your 5 yard line.
Yeah, we heard your voice. We heard it.
Yeah,
we heard.
Played
you.
The call
yes.
a few times.
Yes,
believe me, and I know you guys have done a lot of broadcasting in your days so far, and I know you two are two young guys, much younger than I am, but you've done a lot of broadcasts, and you know there's that moment where you want to say something that only you can say on a cable network or a Truth network or something. Right there. But the drop punt had me kind of, oh no. And then obviously the long kickoff return. So you gave up 10 points on special teams. Gave Natron Brooks, even though he was a part of that kickoff coverage unit that allowed the 85-yard return, give him credit for not giving up on the play and making the tackle to give the defense an opportunity to go out there and get a stop and force a field goal. Now, that was all thanks to Minchie coming across the middle and dropping the ball. Yeah, or it would have probably been a walk-in touchdown.
Right.
But still, you held them to 10 points off special teams. So I thought, okay, you got 25 first downs. You're out gaining them by 100, 150 yards. It just everything seemed to be going the right way. You're limiting them offensively. And then your special teams. You drop the ball on special teams, and that allows them to stay in the game.
When you look at that, because, I mean, I think Sunday was probably the worst performance the special teams has had, but there's definitely been some games, or at least moments, where we've talked about, man, coverage and this and that. Like, when you look at the special teams being how it is that a function of kind of the wide receiver injuries trickling down or what? Like, why do you see the special teams playing the way that they are?
Yeah, I think there's some guys that are – I think Josh Woods being out of the lineup. We talk about the effect of Drake London not being in, and I don't know that it's to that extent. Obviously, Drake London is one of the five best guys, I think, in his position in the National Football League. But Josh Woods might be one of the five best coverage guys. In people don't look at the third phase of the game in that respect.
Right. Until
yeah, don't, you don't look at it that way. So – but I think him being out of the game now, is it just it can't just be one guy, because you got 10 guys that are running down on the kick. You know, the kicker is, you know, he's wearing a uniform, but he's not going to make a play. So you're talking about, you know, 10 guys that are running down there. Are you doing it the right way? Just so happened that they had what you call a stunt, if you will, and it turned out to be almost a carnival stunt, as it turned out the way it worked out. But you had a stunt on where you had a twist where you're going to kind of screw with their blocking and you're going to twist the guy around that actually would have been right in the hole.
And what happened, Dave?
Where the returner blew through and he didn't get there. He didn't get to where he was supposed to be on the stunt. It's almost like running a, you know, an in tackle stunt up front or something like that where the tackle swings through and the end comes around or whatever. He didn't get there. And so that creates a major crease in there. So you're trying to dial up some schematic stuff to affect their blocking schemes, but that didn't work out. As it turned out, you felt like you were under the big top. It was carnival act stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what coverage was that late in the game when Tyrod was able to get outside, get those yards? Because it seemed like they were so far back. And, like, I don't want to say a prevent day, but the drop lanes were so far back.
Well, they play, you know, Randy, they play a lot of that matchup zone stuff. So it ends up kind of having a man concept type deal where they were late in the routes, they'll jump routes. So
right.
Those underneath guys, you know, Divine Diablo and those guys will will wait, and then they'll jump across her late in the count. I say wait, it's only like 3 seconds where the ball comes out. But Tyrod slipped up in there, and those guys had matched up with a couple of those routes that were coming inside, and there was just nobody home, you know, and now it's almost like running against man coverage. So there's a number of teams that implement this kind of this matchup scenario. Let a guy come into your zone, and then you jump him. And that's what I think Atlanta was in that situation. You don't want to zone it off down there completely, but as it turns out, that puts eyes on the quarterback if you're playing zone, but it also creates creases for you to be able to throw the ball vertically down the field too. So you know how that works, and I think that's what they were doing.
Dave Archer with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he is every Wednesday at this time. Seahawks coming to town on Sunday afternoon. A lot of turnover with them over the last handful of years, but they seem to have figured it out. They're playing some pretty good football. What do Falcons fans need to know about the Seahawks?
Yeah, this is probably the best team we've played. I think that they're playing with a ton of confidence. Coach McDonald's got them playing with a ton of confidence on both sides of the ball. You know, they've got obviously Jaxon Smith-Njigba is having a monster year. He's the number one receiver in the league right now from a statistical standpoint. But I think it's the two running backs that have been really good too. Charbonnet and Walker have been really good. They've been able to run the football to complement what Darnold wants to do, throwing the ball. So they're playing with a lot of rhythm on the offensive side. And I think their bread's buttered on the defensive side of the ball. They're flat getting after people. I mean, they've got 40 sacks, which is what, one or two less than what we have. But their front four is really good against the run and the pass. I think all four of their starters up front have at least 5 sacks. And so they're getting it from a lot of people. I think if you go into their stats, there are 17 guys that have at least a half a sack, which sounds a little bit like us. I think mm-hmm. we've got 13 or 14 guys that have at least a piece of a sack. And so they're coming from different angles. But their secondary matches what they are up front. I think their secondary is pretty good. Their style, the way they want to play, I think their plan is good, if not better than anybody else in the league. This will be the best team we've played, I think.
What do you think the strategy should be as far as with Njigba? Because, like you said, I mean, I'm sure there's other guys that they have that can make plays in the passing game. I mean, I know like Cooper Kupp's Kupp, there yeah. and everything like that, but how do you think you go about trying to slow him down? Because he has been on such a historic pace.
Well, they do such a good job, Randy. Anytime you've got a really good player, as you know, you're going to not lock him in one spot. Right. So now it's hard to find him. I mean, you're going to know where he is on the field, but I'm talking about be able to find him with extra defenders. So if he's outside, obviously they're doing you a service if they're lining him out on outside the numbers. Now you can do something with him. You can bracket him. You can do some stuff with doubling. But they don't do that all the time with him. In fact, most of the time he's moving around. He's in motion. He's in between receivers. They do a lot of the same stuff that we try to do to free Drake London up. Mm-hmm. Now, London's a different receiver than Jaxon Smith-Njigba is. He's a little bit more, you know, quick area, short area quickness, good route runner, those kind of things, got good hands. But they move him around quite a bit. So I think just having an idea where he is, I'd also look at the tape. You know, Minnesota got their asses kicked by these guys, but they didn't let Jaxon Smith-Njigba go off on them. Was it because everybody else was going off on them, or was it just because, or did they do such a good job on him? So obviously they've got other ways to beat you than just the receiver, but it's going to be tough to try to double him because of where they move him.
You think we'll see Drake on Sunday?
Man, I'm hoping, and I know everybody else is too. I think that it'll be interesting to see what the philosophy is there. Obviously, you don't want Drake. We talked about this on you guys' show, I think last week or 2 weeks ago when he initially got hurt, that the reason they hold him out, that the ligament they're talking about is a stabilizer, and it exposes the other two to potential more damage. So if there's any possible chance that he would damage the other two ligaments and have to have some kind of off-season procedure, then you don't want to go there. I know you guys know that, but man, I'm hoping we've talked about it, you know, before. I mean, he's like Randy McMichael. He's a dog. You know, he'll come out and fight you, you know, and you need, I want guys that I've been talking about. I talked to Kyle Pitts about this on Monday. I don't know if you heard my interview with Kyle mm-hmm. on our player spotlight for the coaches show. Do you ever go in and say, I give me the damn ball. I want the ball. I need some guys this week to step to the table and say, I want the ball. I want the ball to come, bring the ball to me. I want to make the play. I don't think we have enough guys. It's like, okay, if the ball comes my way, you know, I'll try to make the play. And that's not good enough. Mm-hmm. I want you to say, get me the ball. I'm running a route. I'm going to win the, I'm going to win in my route. I want the ball. Expect the ball to come to me. You can tell that I'm a little frustrated with it, but I just don't sense that, okay, we run the routes, but if the ball comes my way, you know, I'll try to make the catch. Mm-hmm. I got to expect the ball to come to me. Randy McMichael, when he ran routes at the tight end spot or lined up outside there, wherever they put him, he expected them to throw the ball. He was probably a little bit pissed off if it didn't come his way, but he expected the ball. I just don't know that our guys expect it to come. Mm-hmm. Other than Drake London, I don't know anybody else expects the ball to come their way. And when it does, oh, there's the ball. I dropped it.
Make the damn play.
Yeah. No,
make the damn play.
Spot on. Arch, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Great to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it looked like on that final drive.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, it's a whole season's worth of this, but that's probably the genesis of some of that frustration is, I mean, make the play.
Get the damn play.
Game's on the line.
And that's the thing.
And it's three
it.
Different guys.
And that's the thing. And I think a lot of times, and it's unfortunate that, you know, you feel that, like, it happens. It's like you don't expect, you're like, you're not used to being in that position.
Right.
And, you know, when we talk about next man up, like, you're supposed to always be ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Remember that phrase, you stay ready, so I don't got
to get ready?
You're supposed to always be ready. You're always supposed to know. And then sometimes when you're looking at a coverage, you're supposed to be like,
this favors me.
Well, yeah, like, when I look at the coverage, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only been one pass that ever been thrown around. I was like, what the hell is going on? But other than that, it's like one, because the ball never comes. I was out there for the purpose of being a damn decoy.
Right.
You know? And Phillip threw the damn ball.
Did you catch it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
That's good.
I did.
That's good. But that's how you keep getting
that's
passes.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what it is. It's like the expectation when your guy isn't out, especially when you look at the three guys that dropped the ball. Two of them are your guys.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like,
two of them are your guys.
There's no excuse, but maybe that's a conversation with David Sills because he's just not.
Yes.
Know. But the other two are Kyle Pitts and Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, them are your guys.
Like, those are guys before the season we expect to potentially have 1,000 yards receiving this year. Now, neither one of them is going to. But, yeah, man, that's tough. And you can hear it in Archer's voice. And, you know.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man.
Of course it is. He wants this team to win as much as anybody who's not on the roster.
Yes.
Like, he wants desperately for this
team
to be good.
Yes, he does. And I know Dave wants to, like I said, Dave got to sail him out too now.
Yeah, and he's not going to sugarcoat it, but he's going to clean it up.
Yeah, he's going to clean it up. But I could tell what? Oh, when he muffed that punt, I could tell Dave wanted to cuss so bad.
Yeah. What sucks is the beginning of the year. Remember there was those exciting moments like Algiers running people over.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Arch wanted to cuss then too because he was so happy.
Yes.
And now they got him cussing in the other direction. It's unfortunate.
Dang it. All right, guys, it's Saturday noon at 2. Join Allie Mack at Matthews Kia of Cartersville as she gets you ready for the Sunday's big game. Ultimately, the lucky fan will win over tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There'll be other prizes. Winner can take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon at 2. Matthews Kia of Cartersville with Allie Mack.
All right, hour number one in the books. Noon hour straight ahead. We'll kick things off with an NFL no huddle as we continue to look ahead to the weekend that is in the National Football League. Falcons and Seahawks here in Atlanta. All the other games as well. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.